Great news from Rocket Mortgage. You could unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash-out refinance today. In fact, in the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. That means you could unlock thousands of dollars. And with Rocket Mortgage, you could unlock all that cash in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up, because nobody knows how long these low rates will last. Put your hard-earned money to work. Make your life better. Build a home office, remodel your kitchen, or simply save that cash for a rainy day. Today's rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.25%, 3.48% APR, so you can lock in a great low monthly payment. When you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. That's 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates current as of 12/12/21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. MLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.
Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Harvest. We are so grateful and glad that you're able to join us today, and we hope that today's program honors our Lord by inspiring and informing you about living out your harvest season of life with grace. I'm Hans, and I am seated next to my best friend, Amy.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, my goodness. So, once again, I was told this morning we are not talking about weather.
Wow, that comment from last week just reverberates another week.
I know. I've been giving him a hard time about that all week. Well, it is so beautiful here in Atlanta right now.
Yes,
so,
I'm grateful for it.
Yes, absolutely.
We don't have a guest this week, so we could vamp for 5, 10, 15 minutes about the weather.
We could. We could
actually present the important information we have today.
Yeah, I think we'll do that. Well, there's a lot to get to today. So first, and as always, I want to thank Senior Provisions. And just going to talk a little bit differently about them today than I normally do. But if you're listening for the first time, Senior Provisions is our sponsor and host. And they are a family-owned and a faith-based senior care placement agency. They have advisors that go out and help families navigate through senior care options, and their services are 100% at no cost to you. And I just want to point you early in our show, if you have never heard of Senior Provisions, go online and go to seniorprovisions.com. You can also find them on Facebook at facebook.com/seniorprovisions. You can search for them that way. And go out, and if you specifically have a senior care question, or today, after you hear our topic today, I'm not going to disclose it yet. I'm going to keep it a little secret. But if you have a question about today's topic or any senior care topic, feel free to submit a question to us. We will answer you directly. And who knows? Your question might actually end up on the show as well.
Quite possibly, maybe.
So tell us about today's show. Now I've built up some interest.
Boy, you did. And how. Well, I'm going to start off with God's word. 1 Peter 5:8. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Today's discussion is about identifying and preventing senior scams. And that is the lion which we will be talking about.
Oh, gosh, that is such a fitting scripture for these folks that are out there that are taking advantage of our older adults. I will have to say we're partnered with the Elder Abuse Task Force here in Atlanta, and they're over many counties. And we also work pretty closely with Adult Protective Services, too. Mm-hmm. And these organizations are notified every day about older adults who are being financially exploited and taken advantage of. And we're going to talk about those particular schemes. I will say this just up front. There is a large amount that goes unreported.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think some of it is because these things go on and families are just dealing with the aftermath and don't report it. Maybe it's, you know, maybe it's not what they consider to be a significant amount of money. Maybe it is a lot of money. But there's also a lot of embarrassment wrapped mm-hmm. up in being scammed. Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of older adults don't necessarily share with their family what has gone on.
Well, I think it's like a twofold. It's the shame and embarrassment that anyone would have having being fooled or conned. But then I think when you add on top of it, like it carrying the weight of being an indicator that you're no longer able to responsibly kind of take care of yourself due to aging.
Yeah.
I think then that's what kind of really makes that topic difficult.
Well, and then another statistic I'm going to share, and this is going to be pretty startling too, but over 90% of all reported elder abuse is committed by an elder's own family.
Mm-hmm.
So it's most often the adult child. It's either a grandchild, sometimes a niece, a nephew, maybe even possibly a close neighbor or longtime friend. And so because they're afraid of reporting and getting them in trouble, it often does go unreported.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we'll start. We're gonna talk about several of these schemes. And I'm just going to put this out there, too. If you're listening and you're in ministry and you have a faith community and you have a group of folks that meet every month, we would be more than happy to come out and present this information in greater detail and answer questions for mm-hmm. them. No cost. There's no charge for any of our education ever. And we'd be happy to come out and talk about the top 10 scams that target seniors.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, and this is one that you don't necessarily always think about, is healthcare or Medicare fraud. So, you know,
unless it's happened to you.
Unless it's happened to you. And mm-hmm. so we have had older adults that have called and they've told us stories about getting bills mm-hmm. for knee replacement surgery and they've never had knee replacement surgery
mm-hmm.
or medications that were ordered that they don't have prescriptions for.
Right.
But these were billed and used under their Medicare number. We're in open enrollment right now for Medicare, and it's a very, I can tell you even at our church, we have several seniors that come up to me throughout the month of October and November through open enrollment, and they hand me stuff. And they say, hey, I got this, or I got a phone call,
mm-hmm.
and they're wanting to know my information, and they're wanting me to
advise them on what plan to pick. And to do that, I need to know your Medicare number.
Absolutely. And we have some trusted, vetted partners in our Christian Senior Network that can help navigate through the Medicare choices that an older adult needs to make. The last thing you want to do is to give out your Medicare number or to let go of your Medicare card, especially with the new Medicare cards coming out. There's a lot of fraud going on. So please be very cautious about that. In the same vein,
mm-hmm.
and with the desire to save money on prescription drugs, there is a need to maybe go online and order right. medications. And some of the – oh, I'm sorry. This was going to be – you were going to talk about prescription drugs.
I know. I'm looking at you like, goodness, step on my toes.
I know.
You?
Well, tell them the problem about the prescription drugs.
Well, I mean, I think you've touched on it already, but it's, you know, elderly people are on fixed incomes. They are very money sensitive, especially when we do a talk about generations and kind of their characteristics. Many of the super seniors that we help are byproducts of going through the depression. And so they are very sensitive to saving money. And there's a lot more avenues to do that in the form of prescription drugs. And there are good ways and bad ways, but many of them are going out of the country through the internet and ordering drugs, and they're getting counterfeit drugs that are not at all the drugs they represent themselves to be. And this is becoming a growing scam affecting all the elderly.
I mean, that's really a double whammy. So not only they're paying, but they're also paying for something that potentially could affect them physically, harm them.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely something to check in with your older adult that is in your care with, and something to consider, making sure that that's a legitimate internet site. Another scam, this is just an awful, awful thing, but the funeral and cemetery scams that go on, you know, it's hard to believe that there are people out there that actually do this, but there are folks that target and look through the papers and see who's passed away, go to funerals seeking out to befriend the widow or widower and take advantage financially of them. Mm-hmm. There are funeral and cemetery companies out there that are fraudulent, that, you know, take advantage of, you know, if this is the first time you've ever walked through that journey of paying for things, you just don't know what costs are included, right, and what is a fair and legitimate cost. You know, is a fee to close the casket a legitimate fee?
Well, and that's just it. I mean, people don't, it's not a conversation. I could speak firsthand of recent experience. It's not a conversation you want to have more than once. But unfortunately, for the expense that it represents in a family's life, it is a conversation you need to have with a few companies to understand what is legitimate, what is part of the standard of practice that services that come with funeral and cemetery, because they're handled typically by opposite companies. So it is one of those things that you just got to gird yourself through and get referrals and recommendations, but have that conversation on what the services are and what their expenses are with multiple service providers so that you're as well informed as you can be.
Well, that's great. Well, I want to kind of move on to the next scam, and I'm really talking to the baby boomers here, and it's a generation that is healthy. They're health focused. You know, they want to feel good. They want to look good. And unfortunately, sometimes there is a lot of products out there for anti-aging and homeopathic remedies to keep your memory fresh, to keep your face looking nice. So we're going to talk more about that when we come back from break. But just to caution, you know, these are products that are not regulated very well. And, you know, the ingredients may not be what they are claiming to be. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit, too, about some ways to avoid being taken advantage of on the internet. So definitely check back with us after break.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to The Harvest. Today we are talking about senior scams, and we've been kind of highlighting different topics to be prepared for, to look out for, and identifying them and how to prevent them are the main goals of this show. So we've been talking about fraudulent aging products, anti-aging products, let's say. And we talked about a lot of these things are not FDA regulated. With our baby boomers, we're talking about the susceptibility because they're more prone for travel than the generation before. A lot of them are going abroad to get surgeries that are not nearly the skill level or have the backing and ensuring that those procedures would have in the States. So we're just talking about, you know, just being mindful of the choices you're making and the risk you're taking.
When we were on break, I was reminded of a gentleman, probably 10 years ago, whose wife was in memory care. And when I talked to him about moving her from home and then move her into memory care, he said, you know, I appreciate all the help. He said, but I want to be able to come every day and give her the supplement that I know is going to help her. Mm-hmm. And bless his heart. Oh, my gosh. He would come 3 times a day to give her this supplement. She got to the point with her Alzheimer's progression that she was refusing it. And he just could, I mean, like, you know, it was probably like some type of nutritional supplement that was good for her immune system, but it wasn't going to reverse mm-hmm. Alzheimer's. And his hope in that, he had put so much into the hope of that drug, that supplement mm-hmm. working. Mm-hmm. And I just hate to see that. So that's definitely a big scam. And it really appeals to people's desire to be healthy and to live a full life. So another kind of these two areas kind of go together. But I think about a senior at home. How are these scammers reaching them?
Right.
So our generation, or actually I should say our kids' generation, don't know what a landline is. Our phone rings at home and the kids just look at us like, what do we do?
Yeah.
Amazing kids. But landlines are in all of these older adults' homes, and the telemarketers that are scamming our seniors know it. Mm-hmm. And not only do they know that they still have a landline, but they answer it. Mm-hmm. And so they will call and they will do all sorts of different schemes. You know, talking about, you know, that they, you know, are a charity and mm-hmm. they, you know that the senior appealing to their heart and saying, you know, could you just give to the Humane Society? Could you give to the orphanage? Could you give to the children in Africa? Whatever it is, even maybe a political call. Mm-hmm. And our seniors are so generous and have a tradition of giving. And they're giving to scammers.
Yeah, they're misrepresenting or making up who they're representing altogether.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, so in the interest of full disclaimer, you know, we're not talking about Humane Society or any legitimate organization. We're talking about those misrepresenting who they are calling for and getting that check written and mailed to an address or getting that credit card number. They are not donating to that cause.
Oh, no, they're liars.
Yeah, they're making up the cause or they're misrepresenting the cause.
Absolutely. And the same is true for, you know, those older adults that are on the internet. You know, they are getting emails from their bank, supposedly.
Yeah.
And or an organization that they have a heart to support and with specific directions to reply and give me your bank account information. Reply mm-hmm. and send us a check, and then that money is sent and is out of there. So, you know, still the telemarketing scams, the internet scamming that's going on. And then, you know, the another one that is, I want you to talk about this a little bit is.
Yeah. I mean, this one affected us firsthand. We got a call from my mom. This happened about 2 years ago. So it was related to our son, who at the time, I think, was 14. But they received a call. My dad was out of the house, and my mom received the call. And it was someone presenting themselves to be our son, her grandson, saying that they were up in Boston for a unplanned wedding. I believe it was. Yeah, it was a wedding. And they they lost their wallet or had their wallet stolen, and they just needed money to get home. And they were scared. They were worried. They didn't want to call us, mom and dad, to explain this because, you know, they weren't in support of the trip. So as difficult as it would be to understand that a 14-year-old son would travel without the blessing of their parents to a wedding, 5-6 states away, the person knew enough to say, my name's our son's name, and
it was very real.
Had a tonality that just frankly accidentally matched my son. My son has a very deep voice, and especially for his age. And so she was absolutely upset and disparaged, and she got off the phone. Fortunately, she had enough wherewithal to say, hold on, let me, you know, get some information, give me a number to call you back. And I think she was doing that more as just trying to collect herself more so than let me check and see if this is a scam. Cause she called us then and said, I know, do you know where Aiden is? Is he at school? And we said, I'm pretty sure he is.
I think the thing that was so scary about it was how absolutely convinced and mm-hmm. scared she was in her voice. It made us stop for a second and think, wait a second, where is our 14-year-old? No, he's at school.
Right. Well, and that person clearly played on the heartstrings of my mom. I mean, she was absolutely upset over what was going on with who she thought was her grandson.
Absolutely. So that grandparenting scam is, I mean, we go in front of groups all the time, and when we talk about that particular scam, we see a lot of hands raised that have gotten those calls, and some of them unfortunately have sent money.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want to wrap all of these scams up, and there's so many more. I mean, there's scams to do with investments and lotteries, and mm-hmm. there's scams around homeowning and reverse mortgaging. There's a lot. I mean, it's hard to keep up with these frauds right. on all their creative ways. So let me just say this, that the best thing that you can do is if you suspect a senior has been targeted, is being financially exploited, or you go over to your mom's house and you see that she's been writing checks, thousands of dollars of checks to organizations, report. That's the best thing that you can do. So, if you're listening and you're in the state of Georgia, please, call the Adult Protective Services first and foremost. Their number is 800-677-1116. You can call us. We'll give that number out to you. Elder Abuse Task Force of Georgia also has a hotline that you can call. But the most important thing is to remember is to report it. I had a police officer who spoke at a meeting, and everyone was kind of talking about these different things, and he summed it up. If it looks weird or it sounds weird, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like a simple thing to say, but if it doesn't look right or feel right, it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to just encourage you. You may be listening, and your parent might have been a victim of one of these scams. You may know a senior who's embarrassed by it, doesn't really want to talk about it. Here's some encouragement for them, and that I would love for you to share with them. Matthew 6:19 reads, and Jesus commands us, do not store up your treasures on earth where moth and rust and they can come in and destroy, where thieves can break in and steal, but rather store up yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust cannot destroy and where thieves cannot break in and steal. For wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be.
Mm.
And I just know we serve a God, an awesome,
generous
and just God. And whatever is stolen from you, he can give back in many, many fold.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a God of justice, and nothing escapes what is done to his children. So just trust in him, have his peace about it, and store up your treasures in heaven rather than here on earth.
Mm. Amen.
Well, I hope that you benefited from this show. I hope that you were jotting down some notes. And again, I'm going to just let you all know that we're more than happy to come out and, you know, spend a whole hour and talk about these different scams. And, you know, the more that we talk about them, the more we can help prevent them.
Right, right. I mean, it's just all these things fall under common sense that is lost in that moment. And the more you're exposed to them, the more you know what to look out for, the quicker that alert is going to go up, and you're not going to give out that private information. It seems so critical to give out at that moment.
To that end as well, I want to caution everyone who goes online, mm-hmm. don't give out your contact information. You may actively be looking for senior care options online. We tell families all the time, you can go look at something, but the moment you start submitting your name, your email, any of your contact information, you're exposing yourself to sales strategies
right.
and for your privacy to be invaded.
And you may not be putting it on the website or reaching the community that you think you are.
Well, thank you so much. We're going to end today with our Philippians 4:19 foundational scripture that my God will supply all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And there is no greater provision in your life than Christ Jesus himself. And he loves you and we love you. God bless you and have a great week.
Great news from Rocket Mortgage. You could unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash out refinance today. In fact, in the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. That means you could unlock thousands of dollars. And with Rocket Mortgage, you could unlock all that cash in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up, because nobody knows how long these low rates will last. Put your hard-earned money to work. Make your life better. Build a home office, remodel your kitchen, or simply save that cash for a rainy day. Today's rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.25%, 3.48% APR, so you can lock in a great low monthly payment. When you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. That's 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates current as of 12/12/21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.